For the congregation of a church in Stoughton, following in the footsteps of Jesus means calculating its building's carbon footprint. Trinity Episcopal Church is one of a growing number of houses of worship trying to confront climate change. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman this morning reports on the church's soul-searching attempt to go solar.
A gust of wind sways the treetops along a private dirt road in Stoughton.
Looks like a little forest to me. All I can see is trees.
WBUR photographer Robin Lubbock casts a critical eye to the landscape and gazes high up to the sky to make sure it's safe to fly the station's drone. Our crack of dawn mission? To document the congregation of Trinity Episcopal Church as it considers making a difficult climate choice. Should the church cut down a small forest behind its facility in order to construct a solar panel array? In seconds, we get a bird's eye view of the conundrum.
And we got the drone up. It's about 200 feet up, and we're looking down at the trees and the church just lit up by the early morning sun.
Sunday morning service at Trinity Episcopal in Stoughton. All are welcome, even a reporter.
This is Bruce.
Hey, Bruce.
Hello,
welcome
Reverend.
Again.
How are you?
Reverend Harry Walton, everyone calls him Father Harry, has led the flock here for 5 years. The church was built about 50 years ago.
This sanctuary is positioned so that the altar is facing the east. So in the morning, all the sunlight comes in through these stained glass windows and illuminates the place. It's absolutely beautiful.
Let there be light, it's written in Genesis. To commemorate the church's 50th anniversary, the congregation installed power-saving LEDs.
About 4 years ago, we decided to start down the journey of becoming a sustainable house of worship. And the Episcopal Church is really at the forefront of environmental stewardship and commitment to creation care.
Thanks to a low-interest green loan from the diocese, the old boiler was replaced with a high-efficiency model. Father Harry says with the money saved in fuel, they're paying off the loan in half the time. Trinity Episcopal is a member of the national organization called Interfaith Power and Light. Jim Nail is president of the Massachusetts chapter.
We're about bringing a faith-based response to the climate emergency.
The organization has chapters in 40 states. 6 years ago, it was helping a dozen houses of worship in Massachusetts go green. Today, 85 churches, synagogues, and mosques in the state have taken up the cause. Second in number only to California.
These days, we're all united by the climate and the things that are happening there.
Jim Nail preaches the gospel of environmental stewardship, caring for God's creation in a world of human-caused climate disruption. He cites Matthew 25, Christians' duty to help others.
With the kind of suffering that climate change is causing, you know, those are the people suffering today that, you know, we believe Jesus would be calling us to pay attention to, reach out to, and try to address the causes of climate change so we can reduce the damage up front.
Father Harry and several lay leaders of the Stoughton congregation have taken Jim Nail's message to heart.
We really have embraced reaching out and looking at things, which has kind of led us into the solar area now, which is like the next big thing. So basically, it's that property out back there.
Father Harry opens the back door of the church. It looks out on a fenced forest, pine, oak, maple, and hickory.
Our property goes probably about an acre and a half back that way.
At one time, the church considered clearing the trees to build a religious school on the property, or selling it to a housing developer. But the forest land is soggy and rocky, bad for buildings, but maybe good for a solar farm. Trinity Church asked Brandeis University biologist Eric Olson and his grad students to calculate the carbon stored in the church forest and soil.
So that's what we did. We measured this and cranked out the number of total metric tons of carbon dioxide that had been absorbed by that forest.
Temperate forests like those in Massachusetts are the best in the world at storing carbon, twice as much per acre as tropical forests. Still, when you do the math, and Eric Olson has, replacing the Stoughton Church's trees with efficient solar panels is a no-brainer.
The solar array would pay back the loss of the forest in like 2.5 years.
But a forest is more than the sum of its stored carbon. They cool the air, shield the soil from heavy rain and erosion, and give off oxygen.
The forest can't defend itself, I'm afraid, on the basis of carbon. But on the other hand, a forest is a lot more than carbon. It's habitat for birds and caterpillars and butterflies, and it's really pretty.
Theoretically, we could generate all of the electricity the United States consumes in a year with about 21,000 square miles of solar panels. That's about half the land leased by the nation's oil and gas industry. Professor Eric Olson.
Think about electrifying the transportation system and trying to unhook all of our homes and buildings from natural gas. I think there's going to be increasing demand for wind and solar, and I think there's going to be some forest cut. And, you know, that's going to be a painful decision.
As the priest here, the last thing that I want to have is something that's divisive in the congregation.
Again, Father Harry Walton.
I want to honor and respect everyone's opinion, and yet find that balance that's the best thing for the community itself.
Solarizing Trinity Church's forest would generate an excess of electricity, power it might donate to the nursing home next door, or sell back to the grid at a profit and use the funds to reforest a lot more land in Central America. For the Stoughton congregation, confronting climate change in its own backyard means balancing the fate of a forest, their faith, and finances.
It's not all about the money.
Bonnie Hickey is assistant treasurer at Trinity Episcopal Church.
Keep the trees, yeah. Save the trees and the animals and the plants, and we've cut down enough trees.
I mean, I love the forest as much as the next guy, but it's a small area. It's not a large area.
John Kingsbury, a member of the parish for 30 years, favors going solar over the forest, saving more carbon, making more money.
So hopefully it would sustain the future of this place, let alone the environmental value of it all. So I think it would be a definite plus for the parish here.
The members of Trinity Episcopal pray for divine guidance as they consider their solar energy options. There are alternatives to cutting the forest. The church has plenty of sunny space on its roof for solar panels, and it could erect a canopy over its parking lot and mount an array on top of that. The Stoughton parishioners have embarked on a journey, seeking comfort in their faith as they confront the global climate change crisis. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.